Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Truth Be Told.
Good morning, Kiana.
I have Raven back. Hey.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. You know what? I just literally just finished watching the Basketball Wives reunion. I haven't really watched them all season because, you know, I told you last time out before we went on our hiatus that I was going to give up some Ratchet TV, and I did. But I think that maybe the last three or four episodes of Basketball Wives just caught my attention because I don't care what nobody say about her. I rocks with Tammy. I do. I just do. I don't care how messy she can be. I just like her honesty. But, I got up this morning about 4:30, and I looked at all of my shows that was DVR'd. And I saw that that one was up there. I didn't even know the reunion was coming on. I thought it was Monday night.
Well, I watched it already because it had got leaked. So I watched it Friday or Saturday. So I had watched it already.
Oh, it's been on that long.
Yeah, it had got leaked this weekend.
Okay. You know, that's been happening a lot. What was the other show that had got... I can't even remember now, but I did see it online like maybe 3 or 4 days before it was actually supposed to air. But one thing I would say about them, and maybe it's just because I'm not in that circle or that lifestyle or anything like that, I have never seen more catty women in my life. You know, I ask myself all the time, why am I watching this? It's entertainment. That's what it is. It's funny at times. It's entertainment. And I used to feel bad watching it, saying to myself, you know, we getting entertained on people's lives. But, you know, they put themselves on TV like that. But at the same time, that's just, you know, that's what you're going to be remembered for. Like, if they were to not come back for next season, that's just all I would remember, even if they went on to do something great. That's all I remember is them on TV acting like fools. Cute fools, dressed nicely fools, except, but see, you know what? The biggest thing for me, Jackie Christie is crazy. And I mean certified blue check crazy. She is. Something wrong with her. And she's delusional.
Very much so.
But yeah, other than that,
she's very crazy.
What else?
What do I think about Basketball Wives? I kind of was feeling Brandy. Shawnee was in the bitch all season.
Why? Because
Shawnee was in the bitch all season.
Okay. But what I did not agree with, that, I mean, not that it matters to her because, you know, that's her show or whatever, the way that she fired her, because it's almost like I can say whatever I want to you, but don't
but
talk back to me. Yeah.
Being a bitch. Being a bitch. Yeah, she did. And she did, Kiki. They did talk about her and the rest of them. And when they were over there in a corner at the beach, when they tried to lie and say that they were talking about Tammy not being involved in nothing, no, that's not what y'all were talking about. Y'all forgot the cameras were standing there. We heard everything. Y'all was laughing at them, calling them childish and ignorant. And I think Brandy has valid points. If that's how you feel about it, why you come to hang out with us?
Well, we know why Tammy was there. Then that was just a stir the pot because that's what she does. But I think she was probably surprised that that girl came back at her like that. Because, you know, she's so used to being Tammy, rah, 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 in your face. I'm a slap a bitch, as she can say.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, she learned that day. She learned, not learned, learned. She learned that day. But other than that, I haven't been watching. I absolutely, absolutely cannot do the Love and Hip Hop franchise, period. I didn't watch the last season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. But Love and Hip Hop LA, I just can't do whatsoever because it's just too phony to me. And them young kids, and I can't even turn.
Yeah, I don't believe half
of
their storyline.
If anything seems so contrived, like really seriously,
yeah.
like everybody, if somebody sat in a room and wrote them a script and said, "Act this out." But I will say this: Black Ink. This has been the most entertaining season to me than any of the other ones. Now I am here for that. I do like Black Ink because I really like Sky. And I like old shit. They're hilarious to me. But, as usual, that damn Duchess, with her ashy look, I can't take her. Let me take that back. I shouldn't have said that about that woman. I don't know that woman.
No, yeah, you shouldn't.
I should be calling her ashy lips.
Yeah, you should. I was going to say it's the best season yet, but they still look dirty as hell. I was going to say that. So, yeah, you can.
Okay, well, because
they
look,
do still look dirty. And you know,
I think it's improved.
Sky looks the cleanest person. Sky looks pretty clean.
Sky has looked amazing this season, and
yes.
I guess that's what a little Black Ink check would do for you because she really has. She's been really because you know when she first came on that show, but you know what? Aside from that. I like Sky because she's just keep it real, you know. It is what it is, and you know she's out to handle a little bit. I knew that situation with her and Teddy wasn't gonna work because, you know, he didn't put it out there that you know he just really likes women. You know, that was cool what he did for her while she was locked up and everything, but for them to say that they were in a relationship and, well, for her to think that it was going to be something long-lasting, I wasn't checking for that at the beginning of the season when they first started coming on as a couple.
What do you think about the new girl?
What is her name?
The Apprentice.
That should be just her title, The Apprentice. excuse me. I don't know. I guess I just really don't. Either she was there and then she wasn't, and, you know, I wouldn't. I don't see how any woman, even Duchess, I couldn't deal with Seasoning. I still love Seasoning's lips. I don't care what nobody say about him. That boy got some soup coolers on him, some real soup coolers. But he's so disrespectful to women. And I don't know if that's just because that's a New York thing or if because he's, and I'm not saying this about all people, as far as his race. I forgot what was he, because his mom and them was on the show before. But just the way that he would cuss and
they're Jamaican.
Bitch,
was
like
he Jamaican?
They were something. I don't think it was just Jamaican. I can't think of it. But he too fly with his mouth. I would be popping him every 5 minutes because he just says anything, and it's just so disrespectful. Like when the apprentice, I can't think of her name for nothing, when she was walking out the shop, and he's just like, "Bad bitch," and this bitch ain't got no. I mean, he just say that like it's just like he's saying hello. I couldn't deal with him. But
okay, what I don't like
Wendy?
About him.
Who?
Yeah.
The girl, the apprentice. What? Donna. That's what it is.
Donna. I'm going to tell you what I don't like about Steve in that whole situation when he fired her and kicked her out. You claim you this hard and you do this, you so New York this, but you and Duchess, as soon as she walked out the door, she said, okay, I'm going to let my man handle you. Y'all pick up the phone and call him and start talking about telling him all the stuff she did in her past.
Yeah, that was a little elementary. That was
very
just a tad bit, yeah.
Very, but she's the only person on the show that looked dirtier than Duchess. Donna is.
You know, I think it's I think I don't know because I don't want to. I never want to offend anybody or even insinuate that people with a lot of tattoos on them or whatever are not clean people because that's not the case. But that, you know, that whole shaved half of her head, I don't know. I guess maybe it's a fashion statement or whatever. But, like, I wonder if they think about themselves when they're 50 or 60 or 70. Like, really, how is that going to look? Or what if you have a change of heart? You don't want to look like that anymore because you change your careers and nobody's going to hire you with all those tats on your face and your neck. And I don't know. I just think that what made her what put her in a bad light is just coming in the shop and just going at everybody like she did. I'm talking about the men. Because old shit couldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole. I mean, at all. And plus, he too daggone fertile. He pushed out too many babies. But I guess in the grand scheme of things, she fits right in with the cast. And I guess that's all that matters because she does.
Yeah, she does. But you know that scene when she found out she was pregnant and her man was in the bed and he proposed to her? Oh, they just looked like they stunk so bad.
No, see, this is
they
what
just
I
looked
so
like they
with.
Stunk so bad.
Tiana, it's too early in the morning for you to be cracking my side. But I don't think nobody, I'm not going to say nobody else pays attention to it because we all see it. It's like the elephant in the room. It's like the turning on the light in the kitchen and the roaches are there, but everybody trying to act like they don't see it. Did you see the background, though, when they were in that bedroom?
Yeah.
Like, you know these people are coming here to film. Clean your damn house up.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, clean your broken drawers hanging off and stacks of totes and all that, and I'm not knocking anybody's room because maybe they just moved in and most of that stuff was used or was given to them or whatever. But
you on TV.
Clean. Yeah.
Because you on TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kanye.
Oh, good morning, Tanya. Oh, God, it's so good to be back. It's so good to be back.
I know.
One last thing about Black Ink. Do you think, because they are alluding to it for I think tonight's episode, you think Caesar really going to leave New York? And if he does,
no.
Do you think that he's making a mistake? You don't think he's going to go?
No.
Okay.
No. And honestly, I wouldn't go.
Now, are you saying that because you don't like Duchess?
No. I'm saying that because, you know, she's talking about me, her halfway. Up leaving my family and my business and everything to move down there with your family, with everybody in your family, is not meeting you halfway.
Yeah.
That is doing what you want
me to do. I think
he's
going to
do
it. I think he's going to do it.
Meeting you halfway.
I think they're
going to
open up a Black Ink North Carolina.
Well, you see, it's a Black Ink Chicago. That start next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're just going to just branch off and have this different, you know, seasons
that,
in different states.
Oh, that's what's up. But you don't have to live there to do that. But that's what's up because, but honestly, I think that would have been a smarter move anyway. You didn't want to be in New York no more. He don't want to go to North Carolina. Well, why don't y'all move to Chicago where y'all just open Black Ink Chicago at? You know, that way you're not in New York with your family.
Because
I don't,
is that really that Black Ink brand? Is that really him or is that VH1? For them to be able to have a Black Ink Chicago, that sounds like to me they're branching off and doing that. I don't think Caesar's affiliated with that
at
all.
Here's the thing. Black Ink was the name of his tattoo shop before VH1. VH1 just can't take the name of his business and stick it on another business somewhere else.
You don't think so, even by switching up the name?
No. It's called Black Ink Chicago. They're Black Ink New York. And it's setting
okay.
up. It's the same thing. So, no. They can't do that. You can't, you know, that's his brand.
I think he's going to do it. I really, really do. I think he's going to. Now, Puma and what is his wife's name? I can't think of it.
Kwani.
Do you think that he should have left to Georgia with her?
Yes. You keep hollering at all
so
these. You going to open the shop. Maybe you don't even tat. So I don't get it. Puma, he's not
Puma
a tattoo artist.
Puma tattoos?
No. He manages them.
Hold on. Oh, no, back up. So he doesn't do tattoos? So who else doesn't do tattoos? So does Walt do tattoos?
Does who do tattoos? His wife?
Walt. Isn't that his name?
No, Walt doesn't do tattoos, nor Puma. They run the shop. They're managers.
How many damn managers do they need? I mean, I know Teddy didn't. I've never seen Teddy do anything besides chase women with his little chunky style. Teddy cute.
Tanya says
I
Caesar.
So.
Yeah, he is. Tanya says Caesar's not leaving and Duchess is selfish. She's very selfish.
You know, I know
she also
season,
says,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
She also says that she does think that VH1 owns the show named Black Ink. The shop in Chicago is not named Black Ink, just the show, she thinks.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. I know when they sat back and popped their popcorn, and I'm talking about Caesar Duchess, to watch the shows back, and she does her little interviews or sidebars or whatever they call them. She just be throwing him under. She be saying some messed up stuff. I know he probably was shaking his head like, you said that for real? Because to me, it's like she tries to put him down and she belittles him and, like Ayanna can say, demasculate him, because she's always throwing in his face what she did for him. I helped you get this, and I got all your business licenses and yada, yada, yada. Okay, I need you to turn that page and talk about something else you do. Because you also took him back after he did what he did to you, cheated, you know. And for her to be so sensitive every time somebody says something, even remotely referencing it, I was like, but why are you back with him? If it just, you know, if it burns you that much, like for Sky to even say what she did, I don't know. She's a whiner, and she's getting my nerve. But I will say this. Whoever does her dreads or whoever styles them, except for that one when she just had it all sitting on top of her head and it looked like a little mop. But when she has it, you know, when it's freshly twisted at the roots and styled, she doesn't look so bad. I think Duchess is actually a pretty girl.
Are you talking about
her
when she
attitude.
Got a modeling job? So you talking about when she was clean and she got a modeling job? Because that's the only time her shit look done and her clothes look clean is when she's going on a shoot. Let's be honest. Let's be real.
No, I think it's her personality that makes people look at her like, because when you, to me, if you ugly on the outside, on the inside, that just takes over everything.
Yeah. You're right. Let me ask you
a
question.
She has a really nasty attitude. Shoot.
What do you think about the whole prenup situation?
I think that anybody nowadays, I don't care if you're on TV, you're a celebrity, or the average Joe, when I get ready to get married, I'm going to have a prenup. Me and my little 35 coins, I'm going to have me a prenup. I think it's just a safe thing to do nowadays. I don't think it's you know, people aren't, well, you just already putting it out there that we're going to divorce. That's not what it is. I feel like it's being real. It's being realistic, like things happen. And, yeah, if I came to the table with X amount of dollars, and something goes awry, I want to leave with X amount of dollars, maybe even a little bit more. I think it's protection. You have to protect yourself nowadays because. I will say this. When I do get married, yes, we have a prenup, but it just basically says that I would have the language saying that, you know, okay, whatever you brought to the table is yours. Whatever we build together, we can do a 50-50 split, because to me, nobody should have precedent over the other. You shouldn't get 10 more cents than I should, but I would have the clause in there, if we are divorcing because someone has cheated, then that person get the less, you know, the lesser. The other one gets 75%, the other one gets 25%. If nothing else, that'll keep some people honest or at least be able to hide their mess a little bit better. But I'm all for prenup. I'm like Kanye, we won't prenup.
Here's my thing with the prenup that I didn't like. I think he should get one, too. I definitely think she could get one, too. But when she got the holler, I'm the one that got you a bank account and told you to do this and told you to do that. Baby, that's your dumb fault because you said it yourself. Y'all wasn't even a couple back then. You were, you know what I mean? You were just working there. You have a master's degree, supposedly, in business.
Because that she makes it known. I don't know how many times.
Yes.
Said that.
With your smart MBA ass, you should have got your fee right off rip when you first helped him do all this, right?
Yeah.
Y'all wasn't a couple?
Like, don't do nothing for somebody. Right. And then turn around and throw away. Because I can't take that. Somebody, I did so-and-so. So what? If you ain't doing it for your heart, then don't do it. To me, when people do things for other people, you should not even look for anything back, because that's when you get your feelings hurt.
That's my next thing, because you back then, you obviously didn't want nothing, but now that you're married as man, you want to sign a prenup because you think you entitled to half because you did this and you did that. You should have been hollering that from the jump if that was the case, what you did and what you wanted. So I definitely don't agree with that. I definitely don't agree with that.
You know, I'm going to go on YouTube because I don't think that I've watched much of the first season, like, to see how it all got started. I think when I started watching them, Black Ink, they were already a couple. So I didn't see a lot of the early on stuff of, you know, them, him in the shop, and them just being coworkers and friends and all of that. I don't just to even see how they even got started in the relationship. I don't know.
And here's the thing. According to him, the shop was there before the show. He just, you know, just blew up because of the show. I don't know. He's just dirty. Sorry. Yeah. And oh shit, and his vasectomy.
Well, you know, he needed a storyline. Bless his heart.
No, he needed a vasectomy.
Bless his heart.
The storyline. He needed a vasectomy.
No, for real though, Kiana, people watch that show. Them women watch that show. You know what kind of person this man is, and you know that he's very loose with himself. So I fought the women. Yeah, I fought him too for being careless and reckless, but he can't do it without somebody else. And I don't know if people just want the opportunity to be on TV or if they really, really like him. I think he's cute. Now, in the opening credits, when the show comes on, and that little photo of him, that little two or three second shot they got of him, he looks halfway decent. He really, really does. I don't know if it's just because of the black and white tint or tone or whatever.
It's the black and white tone and the smoke in the background and the smoke that they got going across the screen. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
But, Black Ink is hilarious. I think the season finale is tonight. But do you know one thing? They don't ever do Black Ink reunions. I wonder why.
I had the slightest idea they don't do their reunions at all. I never understood that.
Okay, so I want to switch gears a little bit. Now that we didn't get our ratchet, I don't know what else comes on because I don't watch anything else.
I've been watching Half and Half. Not, well, that's finale don't happen. If Loving You Is Wrong, I've been watching that. My Scandal's back on. Empire's back on, but it's not doing that good. Let me ask you
girl.
Something before we get into Empire.
Oh my
before
God.
We get into Empire.
You know I ain't feeling Empire. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. Go ahead and ask me because I think I know what you're gonna ask me, but go ahead.
Do you watch The View?
I haven't watched The View in years. Actually, I haven't really watched The View since Meredith Vieira left. Because all of these different people that they bring on, and she's gotten fired since then. I'm talking about Raven Simone, and I want to talk about that too. So remind me to go back to it.
That's what I was getting ready to talk about. Raven Simone.
I was getting ready
But before I do, Tanya said they are having a reunion this year on Black Ink.
Cool, Black Ink. Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. You know, I felt like they didn't have a reunion almost because Duchess didn't want to get fried on live TV or, you know, an audience wouldn't be receptive of her. Like, I could see her coming out and the crowd just erupts in boos and bitches and and chapstick.
And she going to go crying.
Carmex. Yeah, and she going to leave. I'm going to do some of that, but people don't understand me. But then on the next episode, she's a queen, she's a duchess, she's a go-getter, she's a this, she's a that. But, so Raven Simone, her latest, I don't even know what to call what that baby said, you know.
Ignorant.
And, you know, because I don't know, I'm kind of torn. I think it was just the way that she presented it. It wasn't so much what she said, just the fact that she said that she would discriminate against somebody with an urban name, being that not only is she black and a black woman, but you're a black gay woman, and you already know what it's like to be discriminated against. Now, I wouldn't say I totally disagreed with what she said. I disagreed with her delivery. But I have been saying that for years, Kiana, that some of these kids are not going to be able to get out of kindergarten because not only can they not pronounce their names, they're not going to be able to spell it because there's too many, you know, the mama and the daddy name grouped together. I went to school with these two twins that was named after their father, and his name was Herman. So you had Herman Nika, and you had Herman Nat. I think about the future. Like, I thought about the future when I named my kids because I feel like, you know, well, everybody knows my real name is Keisha, but my real full name is LaKeisha. And I asked my mama, I said, could you see me as a 72-year-old LaKeisha? Because it just sounds so kiddish. And I barely even say, when people ask what's my name, I'm just Keisha, because I just really don't like that luck on it. Because I think it makes it kind of juvenile or, you know, like a little teeny girl name. But I kind of understand what she was saying. I think just Raven just didn't know how to articulate it without coming off. Or then I thought, too, maybe she was going for the shock value. You know, maybe she purposely trying to, I would say, piss people off or make statements that were going to get attention like it did. Even her dad wrote an open letter to her talking about, he said, you know, she's my daughter. I raised her. Me and my wife did the best we could. But she says dumb shit sometimes. Those were his exact quoted words. She says dumb shit.
Yeah.
And then that got her fired. So now she has no voice on TV because, I don't know, maybe
she
can go back
fired?
And live on. She, I read it that she got fired.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I could have sworn I seen that. And I don't think it was just a Facebook article. I think you know how on your right side of your timeline, if you even have it showing where, you know, they show you stuff that's trending. I thought I did see, matter of fact, you know what, I'm lying. You know who it was? It was damn Media Takeout. It was Media Takeout. So I don't know. There may not
Lord.
Be some truth to that. I don't find them
well,
as reliable
Tanya
as far
with
as
you.
The blog.
What, Tanya agreed with you. She said, no, that she thinks that she was trying to make a statement, but she didn't voice it right. And I totally disagree. I totally disagree.
Really?
Because, yes. Because it's not the first time that she's going to say some crazy, crazy stuff. I totally disagree. And then because I also think that you have no choice of what your mama named you at birth. That watermelonina that you kicked out could have been the person that kept your business afloat.
Okay, yeah.
That she could have been the person, just because of her name, what if after you found out her name and seen that she's with another rival company and you seen her credentials and you looked at them like, wow. I didn't get, especially with her being discriminative, not only she is gay and she knows how it should feel, but you're sitting on TV looking a hot mess with ghetto-colored hair everywhere. But you want to talk about somebody's name? I see you before I even see your name if you come to me.
I don't think that I don't think she views her look as something ghetto. I think she looks at that as that's it's different. It's out of the box. It's eccentric.
It's very ghetto.
You know, it's a well, you and I both know that those are ghetto dudes. But this is the thing, though. I just don't like the way the term is always used as far as ghetto, because like, really, what is a ghetto? You know, it's a low income project or neighborhood, but It's not to say that the people that live in them are ghetto in that sense.
No.
Unless they're saying that ghetto means just, and I hate this word to death, but I'm going to use it because that's what's prevalent now, ratchet. Like, is that what you're trying to say? But I'm sorry, though. You know, those watermelon Mina's names, Kiana, I just, I'm going to just say that I just don't think she presented that point right. But I do believe that she has a point because I just, yeah, kids cannot help with their name at birth, but they can also change things later on in life if they want to, if it doesn't bother them. I've seen, and I think I shared it last week, it was a meme, and it was this black girl, and her name was Erica. Do you know how her mama spelled her name? It was A-I-R. See, you didn't even, couldn't even get it all out. But it was A-I-R-W-R-E-C-K-A. All of that. And at the bottom of it, it was captioned, "I've been spelling Erica wrong all these years." It's stuff like that, that just like, why? Like, why do you really have to go against the grain and just take a name like that, excuse me, and slaughter it with the way that it's spelled? But yeah, I just pray for the baby. That's all. She like her daddy said, she does some dumb shit. She says some dumb stuff. I mean, because remember when she said that she had been to every continent in Africa, and I'm scratching my head like, what now? I want the best in social studies. Really, I wasn't. English was my subject. She did say that she has been, this is the debate she was having at the time for her to even say that. They were talking about, she was saying, "I'm not black. I don't want to be identified as black or African-American
or anything like that. She's dark skinned white.
She's dark white. That's what she said. But she also says that she accepts her heritage as far as her roots. And then that's when she went into, I've been on every continent in Africa. And I'm like, okay. Matter of fact, she was on Oprah it was on Oprah, Where Are They Now? But I don't think that she's, what did they say? She was a self-hater or something like that along those lines. I just think, I'm just going to go back to what her data says. I think she says dumb shit. And I think she does some things because she's on The View. I think she wants to be just that shocker. You know how, what was his name? Howard Stern, the shock job. I think she wants to do that, be that of TV. Or, you know, especially because she has to sit across from Whoopi Goldberg, who will say anything that comes out of her mouth. But the difference is, a lot of stuff that Whoopi says just makes sense. But then again, you're not Whoopi Goldberg, so you can't do that either. Just pray for it. Something is missing. Something is not aligned right in her life or in her mind for her to feel like going as far as to say I'm not claiming the word black as my race. But you know, Keisha Cole said that one time too.
But you accept your heritage. You accept your heritage, but you say no, you're not black. You're dark skinned white. That doesn't even fit in the same sentence together. That you accept your heritage, but no, I'm not black. I'm dark skinned white.
Pray for her.
That's all I can say.
Because she's still I look at her because I have kids her age. Well, not as old, but what is she like? 25, 20? She's still young. She got a lot more learning and life to live. And I think that, really, for real, I think that's one of the reasons why she's even still on The View, because she's causing so much controversy with things that she say. It's not doing anything really for real, but getting them more attention and ratings. But I read an open letter on Facebook from one of her friends, not her friends, her fans, because I used to watch That's So Raven and all of that stuff because I had my daughter. And, you know, she loved her. That's what I don't like. You know, you had that platform where you had all of the little black girls' attention and all of that, and for you later on in life
you was
to
black then.
Turn out.
You was black.
Yeah, she was black,
black
then.
Then.
She was black then.
Yeah,
I don't think she
then.
Knows who she is yet.
Uh-uh.
I don't think she knows who she is, not only as a person, as a woman. I think that she needs to redefine who Raven Symone is, because we've known her from a little toddler as Raven Simone, and she's a grown woman there. And I think that she's just trying to, you know, shed that skin of, excuse me, the little cute little girl from the Cosby Show that, you know, was smart and would say anything out of the way and all of that. So I think he's just trying to, you know, how like Miley Cyrus, except Miley went about it a whole different way. But to get rid of that Hannah Montana stigma, then she decides, I'm going to twerk on Alan Thicke and I'm going to just be so outrageous. And you talk about somebody that need a good bath. She looked like she needed to be doused in bleach. Did you see? I didn't even watch because, you know, I told you I don't do award shows. But the MTV Music Awards, when she left, when she was doing the promos for that, and I seen that one clip where she has her arms raised and she has all of that hair, I mean, uncut, looked like she hadn't probably shaved in a month or so. To me, that was too much. That's
well,
because
you know,
then
that's
you're
supposed
trying
to be a
too
new
hard.
Style. You know, that's supposed
what?
To be in now, the new trend, the hair, the women with the hair up under their arms, and some of them dye it.
Girl, shut up. Where I've been at? What rock I've been at? What new trend? Who, I mean,
yeah,
I can't be a
trend.
Part of that movement.
Some of them dye it. They don't be, it be pink. It be, I don't see pink. I don't see them dye it in different colors. This is the new trend. Tanya says, Tanya says she has been guilty of looking at names on resumes thinking, I know she black, but she doesn't let it stop her from looking at the experience.
Okay.
Are you there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I was moving around. I muted my mic real quick. Now, repeat that one more time so I can get the full.
Tanya says she's guilty at looking at names on resumes, thinking I know she's black, but she don't let it stop her from looking at the experience.
Okay. And that's not what I was saying at all. I don't think anybody should be penalized or not get something, because that would be the same thing as if, you know, I didn't get something because I have, my name is Lakeisha. You know, really for real, I think, I know that during that time, as far as when I was younger and my mother named me, because I asked her, like, where did you get that from? It was their trend, like how Chris Brown is the generation Mr. It guy. She said back then, their Mr. It was Stevie Wonder. And Stevie had just had a daughter that he named Aisha, and everybody took that Aisha and ran with it in so many different directions. Yeah, I'm not saying anybody should be penalized because of their name, but I think that people should be mindful of that. I think that, and really for real, if you really take a look around, like people aren't, they're not really naming their kids those a whole bunch of Daquans and Deshaun, you know, all of those names.
Yeah, because they're giving
like
them names like, oh, they're giving them names like Blue Ivy and
Northwest.
I mean, for real, and Northwest,
yeah.
and Purple,
you know,
and they're giving them names like that.
Wait a damn minute. Whose child name is Purple?
Oh, no, I just made Purple up.
I was about to say.
But it's coming.
But you know,
but it's coming.
Yeah, I ain't surprised. I'm curious as to what Kanye and Kim is going to name their next child. Could they come with some damn East West and I'm going to be done?
I'm so sick of him. And I can't stand him. I am a Kanye West basher. Sorry. I don't know what to say about him at all.
And you know what? I used to be. I love when he first came out with College Dropout years ago. He's just changed.
I think that
is the key. I think that when she died, because I think he feels responsible because he, you know, was paying for that and he gave her permission to do that. I think he feels responsible for her death, but he hasn't the right sense. Better not tell him that him and his family or the whole Kardashian clan are not royalty. Like, he really thinks that I'm just over them. And what I didn't like, I don't knock nobody hustle, because one thing I would say about Kris Jenner is that she took something that was nothing and turned it into something. But it's just, I think it's a fine line between being a manager and being a mom. I guess that's why they call her her momager. But when I seen that cover last week of, I forgot what they were on. I wonder if it was Vogue, maybe Cosmo Top. I'm not sure. But when it said America's First Family, then that's when I was really turned off by them, because whose first family are they? Like Oprah asked them one time when she did that interview with the whole family, what are y'all famous for? And please just don't tell me just this reality TV show. Like, what are you, like, really famous for? How do you see this as a career that you just, it takes no talent to have a camera follow you around literally? Yeah, they give the camera stuff because they create their own drama and storms. But, like, seriously, why are they idolized and worshiped like they are?
I
don't like about all of them, not gonna say all of them, except the younger ones. They just emulating what they see. But like Chloe, who keeps denying, and not saying that you got to put your business out there, but clearly you have had some plastic surgery. All of you have. Why you can't own it? Why you just can't say yes, I did, and you know, I'm over them. I'm over them. I'm over Kanye. Not taking it away from her talent or anything like that, because I rocks with Dee, but I'm kind of getting over her too. I'm just ready for a new wave of something, just new music, new entertainment, TV shows. I am glad that TV is kind of getting back to TV, and it's not as many reality shows. People are actually trying to bring programming back and some viable TV shows. Now, that was my segue into Empire. Now, I told you last season, you know, I tried the first four episodes, but I just needed more substance than that. And I don't know if it's just, well, yeah, I am going to say it is because I'm a writer. I'm looking at it from a writing standpoint. Even down to the ALS mess, you know, that's not even a common disease that black men really get. It really isn't. So why that would be incorporated, I feel like you could have brought up a better, do something on high blood pressure, do something that just really kills black men. But that, just that whole show, Taraji or Cookie, that character Cookie, carried that whole show. I have not watched not one episode of season two, and really didn't have to, because I seen all of the comments on social media the next day when it aired, that it was just all over the place. Had that been me, if I had the show Empire, before I even would have went to a network with it to pitch it, I would have had two seasons ready to go. Because I feel like once they put out season one and it blew up like it did for whatever reason, I think it was because it star-studded, it had music in it, Taraji had some good one-liners, and that's just about it. That's all I got from it. But at the same time, I don't know why it doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't. I just, maybe if it was on an actual cable network where they can really talk like they need to have these character talks, if that's how you are, because, okay, Cookie, and excuse my language, everybody, you know, we don't cuss that often on the show, but we do cuss. But Cookie is the type of character to me that will be cussing and calling motherfuckers left and right and all of that. If you can't allow her to be that character, don't try to write her like that. And then, too, I'm sorry, a lot of people don't like it because they say that, you know, the word is offensive, and if we want white people to stop saying it, we got to. Okay, but the fact of the matter is we say that. That is a part of our culture. Like Jay-Z said, they took the word and turned it into a term of endearment. But black people do say the N-word all day long. If you can't have the kind of show where you have these black people grouped together and nobody talks like that, I don't believe it. And yeah. I ain't trying to compare it to Power, because that's what everyone has been doing. I like the fact that people are even working and that they have jobs and they have these leading roles and all of that. But Power wouldn't be what it was if it was on regular TV. Because what makes Power is just you got every element. I know you weren't watching it at first. Did you catch the second season?
No, I have not watched Power at all yet.
Tiana! You know what?
We took your damn black card earlier this year.
You were never getting your black card back, ever. I'm going to put you over
you
there
know
the
why
corner
I can't
with
get in the power.
Why?
You know why I can't get in the power? It reminds me of a bad urban. That first episode reminded me of an urban fiction book. It was like a book I read. I totally agree. I said the same thing.
Then my sister was like, look, I'm telling you. The same way with Scandal. The first couple of episodes, I was like, what is the hype? I don't get it. And I did not watch no more until they were on Netflix. And my sister said, you got to give it another chance. Girl, I sat down. I think it was only two seasons up there at the time. And I watched both of them in two days. Power, it does. I thought the same exact thing. I was like, oh my God, this looked like they went and got, I can't even tell you whose book, and made a movie or made a series out of it. But once all of the characters are introduced in the first few, I'm going to say the first three episodes, and you really got to know who they were, what their stories are and all of that. From there, that's when the real writing began. Power is a well-written show, and I'm not just saying it because it's just an all-black cast and all of that, but you got to give it another chance. I'm telling you, you're going to be like, okay. You're going to be hooked. Like, right now, I'm still waiting for season three. I'm ready to go help them write that damn show, my damn self, because this last season, oh, my God, you talk about sitting on my bed on the edge of my seat. I can't believe, Kiana, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
I keep hearing it's the bomb.
It's phenomenal.
I keep hearing
I think Empire's expectations were too high. It was like they did everything in the first season. They came with all of the stars and the music and I mean towards the end of it, you know, they were actually dressing Cookie like she was in the new millennium, and not like she was back in 1902. But like I said, Taraji cannot carry that whole show. She just can't. I don't like to read it in books when people have characters just do a complete 360. Like, how would you feel about Milk if I wrote another book and made him a crackhead? That is not nothing he would ever, ever, ever do. So don't do that. And I just don't like the way, I'm so sick of the whole Family Feud thing. The family's divided because you see so much of that. That's real life for real, but I'm just over that. And then Jamal, the way that he was in the beginning and so how he's so cold and heartless now is not believable to me. It's just not.
You want to know my predictions on the show?
What? That they're going to get one more season and it's going to be canceled?
No, I don't think Andre's their son.
Huh?
The oldest boy? The oldest boy?
Yeah. Where you get
I don't
that
think
from?
That's
Cookie.
I think that's Lucifer's brother, for real. And I think what happened was, you know, they don't show Kelly Rowland, and she's the mom. You know, Kelly Rowland is on there now, and she's playing Lucius's mom when Lucius was younger. And she's bipolar also.
I heard that she was up there. You know, I told you, I haven't watched the episode this season.
Okay, yeah,
so
she's bipolar also.
That's what you think. Who? The mama?
The mama. Kelly Rowland is bipolar. But he won't tell his son that. He hasn't told Andre that. You know, because Andre's about to have a baby by the white lady. And he's like, you know, and Lisa's like, aren't you worried about your disease? He said, no, it's not in our family. It don't run in the family. Lisa's never told him that his mom had, his grandmother supposedly, was bipolar. I think that, and they showed a scene where Lisa's is basically taking care of his mom. You know, she don't spend all the money thinking it was Christmas. It ain't even Christmas, and they can't even eat now. And I think when it showed Lucius singing to his mom and, you know, and taking care of his mom, I think when he got older, she messed around and got pregnant again. And he came back and saved his brother. He took his brother with him and Cookie. His, him, just the relationship that he has with Dre. makes me think that that's not his firstborn son.
You know, Cookie always talking about her three babies, her three boys.
Yeah, but I think she raised them as her boys. You know, her and Lucius have been together forever. And I think that she yes, we're going back to get your brother. I think she knows that. I think she knows that that's his brother. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's their brother. I don't think that's their son. I think that's the brother.
Well, if nothing else, Hugh, that's a good plot twist. If nothing else, that is a good plot twist. And now, see, something like that, to me, the element of surprise, because that's what hooks me in books. That's what has me hooked on Power, because just when I thought that I had figured, even though I did predict who was going to die by the end of season two, but it was so many curveballs thrown at us as viewers that you just, like, couldn't deny, like, for real. Okay, let me ask you this, though. You know, 50, they swear out he's just a hater. And here I go playing devil's advocate again, but 50 said that the reason why the show is losing ratings is because it's too many stars on it and that they're pushing the gay agenda too much.
I wouldn't say it's pushing the gay agenda too much, but it's too many stars. It is too many stars, and I think some of the stars, the roles are not even meant for them. Like, how you got Bubbles
right.
on The Wire playing a lawyer?
No.
Are you
how
serious?
How you got Chris Rock, and I didn't even watch it. This is just from what I was seeing on social media, because when I think of Chris Rock, I think of New Jack City. I think of CB4.
Right.
Chris Rock is a fool. I love Chris Rock. He is hilarious. But I don't think gangster. I don't think I'm scared.
Nah.
Like, I'm supposed to fear him. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I think that I can't even say go back to the drawing board and do what made the show successful, because really, honestly, and I'm not knocking anybody's hustle, but I just don't see what did it. I just don't. I needed more. I just needed more. I feel like when you have a platform like that and you have everybody in Black America's attention, okay, entertain them, but also teach them something. Give them one to grow on. I mean, you got to have a serious storyline intertwined in there somewhere to give a message, because I think that that's what platforms like that are for, not trying to preach to anybody, but just like some real stuff. And even though the bipolar angle is very prominent and prevalent in not just the Black community, I think everybody's bipolar for real, in a sense.
I do too.
But I don't know.
Say something wrong to me real quick. I might turn bipolar, schizophrenic, and everything else. So.
Oh, we know. We know. We know, La Mama. We know you gets it in. Like, gets it in and don't mind. But, it does not for me. But one thing that I do want to, because I feel like we have a platform also, because we do have people that get up and rock with us in the morning. Shout out to everybody that's on the line now and anybody that'll go back and listen to the archives later. But one thing I just want to offer everyone, if you have cable, because if you can watch Empire, you could just take a few minutes one day and watch OWN, and that's Oprah Winfrey's channel. And especially on Sundays when she has the Super Soul Sunday. It's in the evening now. It used to be early Sunday morning, but you talk about some free therapy. And I say this, I've said this I don't know how many times, like, I get that everybody is into the reality shows and what I call mindless TV, but there's some conscious programming up there that I think everybody should give a try. Really, really do. Oh my gosh, did you see Fix My Life Saturday? Did you see Fix My Life when she was with the gay
man? No, I'm going to tell you why. I went to go see Kevin Hart Saturday night. But I have all three of them on tape because I want to watch them all three back, because it was three episodes to that.
Yeah,
and I take them all three so that I can watch them all back to back to back without any interruption.
Okay, so when you do, let me know so we can discuss it. All I will say is this.
the following, well, even that night on social media, but definitely the next day, you know, people were talking about it and just talking about how not only with that show, but just with all of the shows that are coming on TV now, it's putting homosexuality right there in their face. And my thing to that was, it's been there. Just people just been in their closets. They're coming out now. This has been going on in the world for I don't know how long, even dated back to biblical days, if you someone that studies your Bible, and you see all of that stuff all up and through there, I don't understand why everybody is just so shocked because they see it on TV now. Because, you know, you don't want to see two men kissing. Turn your TV. But the reality is men kiss. Women kiss.
Yeah.
If that's their sexual preference, that's what they do. And to them, it's no different than you and your heterosexual preference. But, girl, when I tell you that after watching that Fix My Life, it just really, I'm giving everybody a damn side eye now. I'm so serious. Like, you can't even, women nowadays, not only, I mean, the download issue has always been an issue, but, like, really, for real, you can't even always think that if your man is cheating nowadays, that it's with a woman.
Baby. Richard told me April the 11th. Richard told me April the 17th, 2011. I will never forget the day. April the 17th, 2011. You lady, y'all girls are always out here worried about what woman your man speaking with. You better worry about what man. He told me that April the 17th, 2011.
Yeah. People just should not just rule it out, because you could be with somebody for 50 years and, oh, he would never do that. Baby, some of the things that I've seen in doing research for Juju's character and just, you know, the whole lifestyle as a whole, I've seen men that just look like, and not that, you know, gay men have a certain look about them. You know, my gaydar, as they call it, is very strong, and I can always pinpoint, you know, what I call a juju. But some of these men, you would be like, hell no, no, yeah, yes, them. But, one this past Saturday was about this young girl. Well, she's 32 now. I ain't gonna tell you all of it, but for whatever reason, she just decided that she was gonna, you know, do some body enhancing, and instead of going to a professional and paying a professional, she went to somebody's kitchen and they inserted her with these gel, some kind of gel, and it's just messing up her body. And not only do her ass look unrealistic, like, that just can't never really be real, and if anybody thought it was real, they're crazy. Her legs are just, oh, because the stuff has oozed from her butt
down her
legs. And through her, it's
now,
it's
I lost
her
a friend
now.
Like that this year. I lost a friend like
really?
That this year. Yeah, he was a transgender.
He?
His name is Lexus. And he had, years ago, he had got his cheeks done, he got his breasts done, he got his butt done, he got everything done, back alley. Breasts leaked everywhere in his body and had been leaking in his body for years. But he never got sick for the longest because he drank a lot. He drank a lot of beer. He drank beer, like really, really heavy. And the doctors told him, and he had to stop drinking because he went to some drinking program. The doctors told him the drinking had saved his life for like the past 10 years because the liquor had built a mass around all of the infection covering his lungs of all the silicone and stuff leaking through his body. It had built a mask around his lungs, protecting his lungs. And once he stopped drinking, the mask protecting it was gone, and it caused the silicone to go all in through his lungs and all through his body. And it wasn't even real silicone that they were using. Yeah, it just happened this year.
You know, I had seen Funky Dineva say this one time, and when she said it, or he said it, I'll be forgetting some guy he really do, but when he said it, I laughed, and he said it because, you know, people are putting fixer flat and tire grout and all this other kind of stuff in their asses, but people were actually injecting their ass with fixer flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, for real, if you really want to ask that bad, really get in the gym because you can achieve it. You can achieve it with some squats. You build that muscle tissue up. You can do that. But it's not worth your life to put something foreign in your body like that. It's insane. But I guess, I don't know, to each his own. Do you know anyone that went to the Million Man March?
Oh, I didn't even know the Million Man March was here until I seen it on somebody posted. I didn't know they redid it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? Kiana, now you have officially. It's revoked forever. Your black card, I'm talking
you
about.
You know what?
That.
Tanya
like,
already revoked it this morning. Tanya done already
I
revoked
don't
it
think
this
you
morning.
Can ever, ever get it back, because how could you not know that that was upcoming? It's been like on social media for like maybe 6 months, maybe even longer, that it was the 20th anniversary. Like,
you know why I haven't been seeing
it's a
it,
sad
baby?
Day.
Because I be so busy with my group that I really can't really get on, so, you know, as far as social media, it's hard for me to even be on outside of my group.
Okay.
It's,
but
it's really
I can,
hard
I can
for me to keep
that
up with
a
everything.
Little bit, but as much TV as you watch, like, I'm sorry, I still got to take it back. What did Tanya revoke your card for this morning?
Tanya revoked my card this morning because I have not watched Power. She said I can never renew it. Dang. Then she said, because you don't watch Power, you never ate standard black foods growing up. Dang.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. What does she mean?
The beans, because I never had beans. And I never had peanut butter. Yes.
Put her on the phone.
And I never had peanut butter. Hold on, say it again.
You never had what?
Peanut butter.
What you
say
mean?
Say hi, Tori.
Hi, Tori.
Wasn't a peanut. Say hi. She's smiling and
hey,
laughing.
Looking just like you. Just like, I seen a picture of her and your daughter too, and she does. But see, your daughter looks like you.
No, I can tell.
Hey, mama, what you talking about? What you doing up this early? Hanging with
there
mama.
There we go.
Close the door. Is that what you said? Oh my
Goodbye.
God, Kiana, I cannot believe that she is talking. I mean, it seemed like she just was here. Is she bad?
No. She can say a few things now, but, you know, like she can tell you to stop it, don't do it, leave me alone. Oh, she's getting big.
You know what?
But, yeah, I've never had
peanut
butter.
I think I'm going through baby fever right now. What you mean you ain't never had peanut butter? Like, not even a Reese's cup?
No. Not even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, girl.
Oh, my God.
I had peanut butter. Like, when I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, my peanut butter and jelly was jelly and butter, regular butter.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you right, Tom.
I ain't never even
you
had
right.
a peanut butter cookie.
Mm-mm. I'm just trying to figure out how is that possible. I mean, okay. Maybe all of the other things, because some people may not eat candy. Some people may not eat cookies. But how can you not have had a damn peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
We didn't eat it. I'm going to tell you, I have one brother that eats it, and I blame that only because he went to prison for a long time. And, you know, you eat what it is in prison. But yeah, Other than that, no, we didn't eat that. We didn't eat that in the house, but
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
but I guess I don't get my card.
No,
boo. My card.
No, you know, your card, I don't even know should you have ever had one, but no renewal ever, never. I could see maybe a few years from now, but beans, now, even though I don't eat them now, unless it's some baked beans, but they have to be done a certain way. I'm talking about, well, I don't eat red meat anymore, so I'm talking about some baked beans with some turkey meat or some smoked turkey flavored and some onions in it and some, what else did my mama put in her baked beans? Mustard and molasses and some real good country baked beans. But Great Northern beans, Navy beans, pinto beans, how people can sit and eat them just by them, I can't do it. It looks like mush to me. And if you cook them long enough, it's going to taste like mush. So I feel you with the beans. I can't rock with you with the peanut butter. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm still stunned about that. That's going to have to be the question of the day on my page. Like, are you black if you've never eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Are you seriously? Are you considered African-American if you have never eaten a bean?
You know what else I have never had? And people find this
You
amazing.
Better not say oodles
chili.
And noodles. You better. Chili.
I don't eat noodles. I don't eat noodles at all. But I do like the ones in the cup with the vegetables in it. I will eat those.
Yeah.
Okay. Tori should stay with her mama for a minute because she's being really loud.
Leave Tori alone. She got it honest. She got the gift of gab early on.
No, I'm going to tell you what she got honest, Raven. I'm going to tell you what she took, what she get from me. This little girl cannot stay still and do not want to stay home. She always has to be on the go. She will go and come and get you and take her to her stroller so that you can take her somewhere. Now, that she does get from me. She has to be on the go at all times. Tori.
Well, that just goes to show you that she's going to be the adventurous type. She's going to be spontaneous to, you know, wake up one morning, oh, I feel like flying to Las Vegas. Let me book me a flight. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's one thing that she does do. She will not, she does not like to sit still. She just, she got, that girl, that baby got to get her some gone. I tell my daughter that all the time. I don't know what you're going to do with her because she got to get her some gone. She got to be gone. How is your daughter enjoying her first year out of high school?
Girl. Girl, I don't know. You know, because my son has, which is my oldest, and he has autism, you know, some things as far as that aspect of, you know, after graduation and all of that I didn't have to deal with him. Because really, technically, both of them graduated the same year, but see, my thing was with Stacia, I didn't want to be one of those parents to force college on her because I feel like people should be able to have a say in what they do, you know. And I felt like after she graduated that I'm going to give her some breathing room as far as what she wants to do, not necessarily to find herself, but, you know, after being in school for 12 years, you kind of want a break once you have, like, accomplished a major. And people may not see it like that, but with so many people not graduating nowadays with these young kids, you know, that's a big milestone. But said all that to say, I realized, too, at the same time recently that I was probably coddling her a little bit too much because, For real, sometimes in life you don't get to take a breather. It's like you got to keep going because if you don't, you get stagnant. And so, she's working at Walmart now, which I told her, you know, as long as she was in school and she living at home, she didn't have to work because I wanted that to be her main focus. to focus on school. Don't worry about, you don't have no bills. You know, you don't pay you don't buy no food or nothing like that. So if you did get a job, get something part-time, so you just have some change in your pocket. But right now, I think that she's I can't even say she's in transition. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to, or she probably in there, she can hear me. It may be time for one of our come to Jesus talks, as I call them, for me to sit her down and like, okay, look, it's been maybe 6 months now, and it has been almost 6 months because she graduated at the end of May. What's up? You know, what you going to do? Because if school is not an option, then, okay, what else you going to do? Because I don't, and I ain't knocking nobody that work at Walmart. Trust me, I'm not. But that's not what I want for you and your future, for you to be doing that 5 and 10 years from now. Mm-mm. Because, and not just saying this because she's just my child, but I see so many other talents in you. She's very good with kids. I really honestly see her later on in life having her own daycare or something affiliated with kids because she just loves little kids so much. But I hope she don't make me no grandma too early. But other than eating me out of house and a home, both of them since they graduated, she just chilling. Oh, yes. Yes. I also, you and your brother need 2 jobs because, girl, I'm here to tell you, people take stuff. I mean, you don't really look at it when your kids are not home all day long and no one else is in the house and you can leave and your leftovers from last night are still in there. Not now. Food ain't got a chance in my house. None. I think they eat like they're not going to eat tomorrow. But they my baby, though. They not. What about your son? Your son graduated. What has he been doing for graduation?
Well, he's still working at McDonald's, and he actually applied for the fire academy. He wants to be a fireman, so hopefully he gets in the fire academy next year.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully he gets in.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
We'll see. And then actually I had 2 that graduated this year because my son that was supposed to graduate, my oldest son that was supposed to graduate, Tori's mom, he's supposed to be my second to graduate. He finally did it. He did it this year. You know.
Okay.
He didn't give up. So shout out to him for that. You know, most kids are just walk away.
Yeah.
But no.
Exactly.
He couldn't,
to me, it doesn't matter.
Pass a class.
Right. It doesn't matter how long
when you
it
do
takes
it.
Them. It's just the fact that they do it. Just do it.
Yeah, he did it. So might not have been when I wanted him to when he was supposed to, but he did it, and I was actually flattered that, because honestly, Raven, I didn't even know that he had continued. I thought he gave up. But really, he was really still going to school to get his diploma.
Well, that's good.
So,
that's good. Oh, wow. You know, it's 7:18.
Oh,
you
wow.
can tell we back in full effect. You see how the morning just, I mean, see how it just went by so fast? But before we get out of here, because I had to leave the show early last night, I just want to say again, congratulations to Fabiola. Shout out to all of the callers. That switchboard was lit up like a Christmas tree from the time
you
know
we never got any questions in.
What you mean?
The call, she had callers all the way. Me, Brandy, and Z. We all got like 1 question.
Oh, okay.
She had callers all the way until 11:45, and the show was over with at 12.
You know what? I haven't even went. Matter of fact, now I could do it now because Blog Talk trip too much. I'm scared to even mess around with the screen. But, I think that if we probably go back and look at our archive shows or shows we've done in the past, I think that other than that one that that V was on with when that whole, I forgot her name.
Black.
When that issue was, now that was our most highest call ever. I'm talking about ever. But, yeah, I think Fab's show is definitely going to go down in Truth in the AM history. And you know something we should do for the year, the next year anniversary of Truth Be Told is to do a top 10 moments of our highest rated shows or listened to shows of that year. And that definitely will be one of them. I don't know, maybe it's a way that we can download the show and get some clips from it to go back later on in life and do that. Okay, but yeah, that switchboard was popping. But, I mean, she deserved it. Like I had told her last night, I know that she and I have been Facebook friends. And even though, you know, it's a lot of authors and people that are friends with each other on Facebook that may not interact with each other, but you still see each other. And I remember her book cover for The Art of Deceit when I first started seeing it back in 2010 or 2011. And what I always associated with is because at first glance, it looked like the Oscar to me, that model that was up there, just because of the gold color. So whenever I would see, I thought, oh, yeah, that's the chick book with the Oscar on it. But I'm glad that she was able to get where she wanted to go. I know she says that she has a lot more things that she wants to do. And her note, oh, my gosh, her note, if you have a copy of that written already typed, you should copy and paste it and put it in your group, because I was almost spellbound.
Well, it's actually on my website.
It. Oh, okay.
It's
okay,
actually
well,
on my website. We have if you want to see the note and the whole interview in its entirety that the note came from, it's on Don't Read Me, Read a Book. It's on drmrabbookclub.com up under the writer's block section. The whole thing is on there.
Okay. And then
and it's
I
a
want
really
to
great
give
interview.
Another shout out. And that's to you, because, and you know, we talked about this like a few weeks ago. Like, I'm so proud with what you have done with Don't Read Me, Read a Book, the group as a whole online, and then what y'all are doing offline, the in-person, because I'm not sure which date, if it'll even be this year, but definitely next year. You know I'm coming to Ohio for my in-person sit-down, because that just y'all just lucky y'all had so much fun with Joy Daisy King. That's who y'all was with in Memphis, right? I mean, in Tennessee?
Oh, my God. Yes, in Memphis. And that was so dope. That was, like, the dopest ever. That was so dope.
I think that
was
the
so
most
awesome.
unique idea for a book club to do something like that. And, you know, I told you, whenever you're ready to start up the Georgia chapter, just let me know. But what I think would be so great with all of these different chapters coming up in different states of the group, of the book club, is when everybody, like, you know, maybe once that year, throughout that year, or one time in the year, that everybody from the different book clubs, like, link up at one central location and just have, like, the biggest book club in-person meeting with all of the people that are affiliated with it. So shout out to you for that. You said you were going to do something different and big with your book club this year, and back on it, you have, because I think I'm probably in like 500 groups that once I'm added, I just stop fussing about it, because people just seem like they're just going to do that anyway. I'm talking about adding you to a group whether you want to or not. But I just go in there and I just change my notifications so that I don't get any of the alerts. But your group is the like one of the only ones that I am active in, or even, you know, comment or post, or, you know, like I seen this cover the other day and I started, I was like, no, let me stop. Cause I don't want nobody to think that, oh, Raven's a bitter author. She always coming from somebody, but I'm sorry. When I see foolery, I can't help it. I seen this cover that said, I don't even know what it was verbatim, but, these thoughts versus those bitches or something like that, something along those lines. And I was like, I can't. And then I seen another one the other day that said, I want a fiance like Beyonce.
Beyonce,
you know what?
Girl.
I can't with these people. I'm so sick of all of these. I want to hustle a book. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a book based on a lyric in a song or a song title. But, yeah, I was so done. I was so done. I don't know what's going on with the people.
Beyonce like Beyonce. And I don't think you need a fiance like Beyonce. I think you need a daddy like Matthew Knowles to get what Beyonce is. You got it twisted. girl, that
do you know?
I can't.
Speaking of Matthew Knowles, speaking of him,
$199, honey.
$199.
$199
for him to make you into Beyonce. Do you know how many Beyonces we're gonna have walking around here in a minute?
I can't even hate on him. I think it's a great concept because at the end of the day, he did get Beyonce to where she is. You know, he trained her. I think it's a great concept, but I would never give him $199 because you can't teach me to be her. But I don't know. Maybe
Kiana,
I think it's a great concept.
I think that's messy. I think that that's just messy. I think that that's being greedy. Because even though he's not her manager anymore, he's not affiliated with her career or anything like that, he still gets some checks. He's still making a couple dollars off of Destiny's Child and her as a whole. Like, why you got to go cheapen your brand like that and I can make you a star for $199?
It's no different
charging
than
people for her web to be
for the website,
to be on her website.
It was free.
And then people are paying it. You know what?
Yeah.
I say high five, Kim. That's what I say. Now, Matthew, I don't think he's going to – now, he may get a few people to get him some money. But the fact that Kim Kardashian is doing that, and you have people that are her so-called fans that are accepting of that, I think that, yeah, if you can get it, get it. Because there's no way in the world I'm going to, as much as I love Jaheim, I am not going to pay to be on your website or to have access to it. But what comes up must come down. And I think that they're going to, in time, receive the biggest backlash they've ever seen in celebrity history because people are going to get so tired of them.
Yeah.
And there's some real pretty girls. I just feel like it's overkill at this much. But we got 3 minutes before it's time for us to get out of here. And that song, I think it was called Anomaly, that we played last night, I do want to play that when we go out again.
Okay. Well, it'll go over
I really like that. I scheduled it to go over a little bit,
so it'll go over real quick. But let me ask you something before we get out of here. How you feeling about Scandal?
Okay. Oh, my God. I don't know. We might even have to save this till tomorrow morning, but I will say this. Shonda Rhimes is back. Now, I told you before, I'm the kind of person when I'm watching the show, especially a show that I love, I'm always looking at who wrote the episode. I think that last season she was focused on How to Get Away with Murder. So not saying she just took Scandal and put it in other people's hands. It just had different writers throughout the season. The very first episode of this season, what are we on, 4 or 5? Is it 5?
No, we're only going on 3.
No, it's just definitely
3 or 4.
Not
okay,
3. 4.
It's 4.
It must be 4.
Be 4.
Okay. But, no, I was talking about as far as the seasons, not episodes, the season. But
oh, okay, yeah,
Shonda Rhimes wrote the season opener, and she hit it out the park. I am absolutely back in love with Scandal because, for real, even though it kind of got old for a second, that Liv, Fitz, and Millie whole, or even Jake, that whole dynamic is just always going to be there because that is basically their storyline. But I like the different spin that she put on it. I really do. I'm all in and here for Scandal this season. I was worried at first, though. I didn't think Cyrus was coming back. So that's my boy. I love Cyrus. I love, love, love him. But, yeah. The only thing that I'm not going to say I have an issue with, but whatever is going on with Huck, I hope they get to the point. Just, you know, don't drag that out all season because he hasn't even really been in too many scenes, and when he has been up there, he's acting, you know, crazier for Huck than Huck's usual, you know, Huck self. But yeah, I love Scandal.
What I haven't been able to get into is
How to Get Away with Murder, and I think I just have to go back and sit and watch some of the episodes
But the first few episodes lost me with all of the flashbacks and all. I got confused and I gave up on it. But I'm going to give it another try. I'm just going to probably wait until the season is over with and then watch them all in unison.
Watch that. And I'm happy Papa Pope will be back this week. I kind of missed him. I ain't going to even lie.
His crazy ass.
Yeah, I got you.
No, the thing is, if they're going to bring the mama back, that's the million-dollar question.
I bet you they are.
They're going to bring the mama back.
I bet you they are.
Because with parents like that, Liv didn't have a chance because both of them Fruit Loops and very murderous. Both of her parents are very murderous people. But, yeah, I'm all in it for Scandal. But, yeah, so we will be back tomorrow. And Wednesday, and next week, I guess you could say we're going to kind of play it back. You're definitely going to have some morning shows. I don't think we have anything lined up for any evening Tuesday shows or Friday shows or anything like that. But trust and believe, they're coming. They're coming. We just wanted to just go ahead and get started back up. Yeah, I definitely have missed this in the morning, and it just made sense to come back now, especially since I'm up at 4:30 in the morning anyway. So, with that being said, now it's time to say goodbye to all our little friends.
Yes.
What you got going on today? What you and Tori about to get into?
Tori get ready to go to her grandma's, her great-grandma's, actually. And I got to get some work done. Tori's got to go to her mama
right.
Just left for work. Yeah, Tori's got to go to her great-grandma's. Well, actually, it's her great-great-grandma. It's Jayana's. Great grandma, so it's her great great grandma. So,
wow,
that's what she getting ready to
do. Okay, that sounds like a day.
Thank you, Tanya.
Yes, and
thank
everybody
so
else
much,
that is
Tanya.
Listening to us this morning.
Yes.
We really appreciate y'all getting up with us because, it do be kind of early. It be kind of early.
And we back, y'all. We back.
Yeah, we back like cook crack. We've been gone for a minute, but we back with a jump off. You know, I always love to say that. But
yeah, we back
we
like
out
cook crack in 88.
We back like Jordans. I don't know. I can't say what version because, you know, I think they up to like the 19, Jordan 19s or whatever is going to come out next week. And tomorrow, remind me to, matter of fact, I'm going to write this down. Just be like, what were you going to say about Jordans? Because I do want to touch on what is it? I think his name is, Starberry. I think that's the name of his shoe brand. But, oh, God, I can't even think of his name. But he kind of threw Michael Jordan under the bus. And, we'll go in more in-depth tomorrow. Just remind me because I did. That's one of the things I did want to talk about because I've just been saying this for a year. But he was like the same place where he gets his shoes made at for $8 or $5 or however much it costs, the material and the labor and everything. It's the same place that Michael Jordan gets his done at. And, you know, like I said, he kind of threw him under the bus. So that amongst a whole lot of other things that, you know, we kind of just lead into as we converse, bad writer. As we, you know, navigate through the show and just touch on this and touch on that, I definitely want to talk about that. And, you know, by the time tomorrow, it'll be so much more news to talk
right.
about that we'll never run out of material. But the song that we're going to play going out with is called Anomaly. And like I said, we listened to it last night on Fab's show with her intro, and it kind of just stuck with me. And for anybody else listening, also another thing that we wanted to start doing, instead of playing the everyday music that's on the radio nowadays that everybody's kind of getting tired of, we want to put some light and some shine on some indie music artists. So if you have any music that you would like to be played on our show, as long as it's, I ain't going to say don't have any cussing in it, but, you know, we can't play nothing with bitch, asshole, and every other sentence. So if you have some music you'd like for us to showcase, because I actually have some, I just got to upload it. Send it to, what is our email? Is it truthbetold@gmail.com? Or is it, matter of fact, you know what? Let me see.
It's TBTladies. It's TBT Ladies, the number 3@gmail.com.
Okay, that's what it is. TB3 Ladies, the number 3@gmail.com. Yeah, send us your music, and we will play it throughout our show. But other than that, I will talk to you in the AM. And always remember, everybody, let the truth be told. Bye, Tori.
Bye.
Bye, Tori.
She's looking away.
Who is that?
She said it. Bye.
Bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye, baby. All right, we out.
Did you hear that? She just kissed the phone. Did you hear that?
Oh, bless her heart. Bless her
I was an outcast in grade school, outblasting my outcast. And now path, I'm running to catch a route pass. Give me a pen and a pad, I'm trying to outlast all of my idols. American in the foreign arts. Before the foreign cars and the boring bars. Money, 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 sex, drugs in the foreign arts. All this killing, but where the body's at? All this money, where the Bugatti's at? But dig a little deeper and you find another insecure man sitting in a two-seater. The same little boy that got beat up. Plenty pains in his past you can bring up. Nobody ever told him that he could be more than he is, but inside he's a leader. Yeah, I didn't know who was inside me either. Striving to be the captain, hoping I could date a cheerleader. Trying to get me a throne of my own so I could put my feet up. Thank God my kingdom was overthrown by the soul redeemer. Yeah, anomaly. Deviation from the common rule. Something or somebody that's abnormal and doesn't fit in. I say that's exactly what we are. We are the odd, the outcast, the peculiar, the strangers. And they say, we don't fit in. But I say we are exactly who God created us to be. Anomaly. The system didn't plan for this.
Anomaly.